Concern about the safety of bigger and heavier trucks on the road is something felt by many drivers. Recently, a survey went out asking for feedback on the topic, and the results found only 1% of respondents thought going bigger would make things better. Landline Now's Ashley Blackford has the details.
Bigger isn't always better, especially in the trucking world. Recently, OOIDA, in conjunction with the Coalition Against Bigger Trucks, put out a survey of its members to get their thoughts on heavier and longer trucks. Andrew King is a research analyst with the OOIDA Foundation. He said they heard back from approximately 420 people.
So the survey was for a particular purpose. The Coalition Against Bigger Trucks had approached the foundation with an issue that we have been fighting for a long time, and that is obviously against heavier and longer trucks. And that especially nowadays with that myth of a driver shortage being pushed even more, sometimes people, proponents for this, will use this as a way to say, well, we can alleviate the driver shortage if we do this. Well, don't agree with that. And two, it has its own kind of safety implications and things along with it that a lot of people don't consider. And so this survey was trying to get at that, to really ask the driver, which a lot of studies don't do, on their opinions and their views on if they would even want to do this, and do they believe it's safe, and how do they think that impacts even recruitment and retention.
Don Smith is a retired sheriff and now a current member on the law enforcement board for the Coalition Against Bigger Trucks. He says there are many issues when it comes to heavier, longer trucks.
From a law enforcement perspective, it's really all about safety on our highways, because when you have a heavier truck, just go back to Newton's second law, force equals mass times acceleration. And these heavier trucks beyond 80,000 pounds, which is, you know, what the standard truck weight is, they're harder to stop. They take a longer stopping distance. And they put a stress on the technology of today on the braking systems. And so they're more dangerous in that regard. And then when you start dealing with issues of length, and you're talking about going from a double 28 truck on the highways to a double, they want to have legislation. Some of these organizations want to go from the 28 foot length to a 33 foot double truck. You know, you're really adding a tremendous amount of distance. You know, you're adding 17 feet. What's authorized now? And as you know, now we have the double 28s are authorized out on the interstates. And even then, I don't know if you and your family have been out on the highways with the double 28s going by you, or you going by them. But, you know, on a windy day, they snap the whip, you know, and it's hard to keep them in the lane. And it's very difficult for the drivers. So, for us, it's all about public safety, but of course, there's also an infrastructure application as well, because infrastructure also adds or takes away from the safety on our highways. And so when you put heavier trucks above 80,000 pounds, you know, some have proposed 91,000, some have proposed 97,000 pounds, it tears the roads up and it tears the bridges up. And right now, there's been a lot of attention to infrastructure recently. Congress is working on trying to come up with more infrastructure money. We just have to certainly not break down the infrastructure we already have and any new infrastructure that we build. But basically, it's about public safety. It's about the motoring public, you know, traveling on our highways in a safe manner. And it's about the truckers themselves. When you talk to drivers, and I've talked to a number of drivers over the years in places like Washington at the Capitol, when we've been working this issue, at the end of the day, they want to go home safe and sound to their families, and they want to drive trucks that are safe and in configurations, both in length and weight, that are safe on the highways.
OOIDA and CABT did a similar survey back in 2012. They decided to do another survey this year to get updated information.
They reached out again, desiring to get more updated information since that was 10 years ago. And so they just reached out and we kind of put this survey together from some of what we did in the past. It's very similar, but we added some nuances to it as well to kind of get a deeper dive into what's going on out there and how people feel about this issue.
King and Smith said results from the survey were both what OOIDA and CABT predicted they would be.
You know, it's just nice to have it validated to make sure that we're not just spewing something, that we are representing our membership. Most believe that heavier trucks and longer trucks are not only unsafe, but they're also just kind of it doesn't make a lot of business sense. They're a hassle, a headache. You have to get permits. You have to have a longer combination vehicle endorsement if you're doing doubles and triples. And a lot of our members don't do that. It was nice to see that a lot of our members do have experience. They have driven these types of vehicles at some point. When it comes to heavier trucks, that was a little bit more common. I think it was 60% had some experience at some point in the career, and 20% were doing so right now. It was kind of different for the longer, the double and triples. About 40-some-odd percent had experience, and only 3% were currently doing so. And that one, a lot of the issues were it was unsafe. But one of the big ones for both sets of vehicles was truck parking, which obviously is a huge issue right now. And something that's often not considered is where are you going to park that thing when you need to shut down? Especially the longer doubles and triples, they're going to take up more room and there's not a lot of accommodation for them, let alone just the regular standard vehicle. So those are all issues that aren't really considered a lot. And so these were good findings to really have our members and just drivers, their opinions.
84% of the drivers felt that heavier trucks would negatively impact safety. 85%, which is very much the same, felt that longer trucks, because of stopping distance, rollover, wear and tear, that would negatively impact. But that is exactly what I have known to be true throughout my years in law enforcement and during my time, working up at the Sheriff's Association as the president of the association, that's the way most drivers felt. CABT is certainly not anti-trucking in any way. I mean, we're totally supportive of the trucking industry, and I think the American people, more than ever before, after what we've been through these past 2 years, now truly appreciate those that bring the supplies and all the goods and services that we need. But anytime I've had conversations with truckers, and even now when people say, well, what are you doing now that you're retired, Sheriff? And I say, I'm doing some work with CABT. They said, what is CABT? And when I tell them what we're about, they say, I agree with that. Good job. Keep doing it. So I was not surprised. I was pleased, but not surprised, I guess, to give the succinct short answer.
According to a news release put out by the Coalition Against Bigger Trucks, some within the trucking and shipping industries claim heavier and longer trucks are a solution to supply chain issues and any perceived shortage of drivers. However, the survey results made it clear that bigger trucks would only make matters worse.
The argument they always make is that somehow there's a certain quantity of freight. And so if you can put more freight on a truck, then you'll need less trucks overall. Well, that's not really how it works in the real world. There's always freight. It never ends. And so what you find is that they'll have you haul more and pay you the same. And so that's not really eliminating any trucks off the road, nor is it decreasing emissions, which is another thing that they like to throw out there, because that's kind of a buzzword right now is emissions. But you find that having a heavier truck or longer trucks, they get less fuel consumption, which would make emissions actually worse. And again, it doesn't alleviate this supposed driver shortage issue because you're not taking trucks off the road. And so you find also, as we ask members, would you even want to do this? Obviously, a lot of them responded, no, we don't, that this is a huge issue with recruitment and retention. They don't want to do this. They feel that it's unsafe. And also, they don't want to get paid the same amount for doing more work. I mean, most people don't. So all these things are kind of deterrents for this issue, and just shows that, like, this SHIP coalition and others, their statements are not true. And it's good to actually ask a driver instead of just, you know, spewing out what they believe might happen. And the SHIP coalition in particular, they are made up of large shippers like Home Depot and things like that. So it would be in their best interest to be able to put more because they want to reduce their costs. Well, that doesn't really help the trucking industry, and it doesn't go to help the things that they say it does.
Often the driver shortage myth has played into these suggestions that longer and heavier trucks are the answer to a problem OOIDA says doesn't exist.
We've shown through studies that there are 400,000 plus new CDL drivers every year. A lot of these larger carriers have 90% or 100% turnover rate. So they're just churning through drivers at a rate that is just insane. That should not be happening or occurring. So the issue is that retention. It's treating drivers well. And so when people spew driver shortage, what they're really trying to do is not address the actual problems. They're trying to push an agenda, whether it be under 21 drivers or, in this case, something like larger and heavier trucks, which, by the way, another thing that a lot of our members stated as an issue in this is just the condition of the roads and bridges. This is a huge problem. You had just a month or so ago in Pennsylvania where the bridge collapsed. And we don't want to have a situation like that because we're not taking care of our roads by putting heavier, longer vehicles on them.
Now that both OOIDA and CABT have the results, they can use those to spread the message.
Well, I know CABT is really the watchdog for height and weight and configuration of trucking on our nation's highways. You know, law enforcement, government officials, public safety organizations, and advocates. You know, everybody has a very busy life, but CABT is dedicated to this cause virtually 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We are looking out to provide for public safety regarding truck size and weight, and this reinforces what we. And awareness programs. And we've had studies over the years, really during the whole time I've been with CABT, that have verified that this is how the truckers and the drivers have felt. However, it is always refreshing and it's always important to have data that is not 2 years old, 3 years old. I mean, this is March of 2022 data. So this is very important to CABT. It's very important to the message that CABT will be carrying to the public at large, but also we will take this with us when we go to Capitol Hill. This will be a tool in our toolbox that shows this is what's happening in 2022.
For several years, lawmakers at the state and federal levels have debated legislation calling for longer and heavier trucks. Both King and Smith hope that these results show those in favor that going bigger won't be better. For Landline Now, I'm Ashley Blackford.
Thanks, Ashley. Landline Now will be back in just a moment.